Welcome to Wordmaster. I'm Adam Phillips, sitting in for Avi Arditi and Roseanne Scurble. Today we look at some of the interesting English words that popped up in 2007. My guest today is author, editor, and public radio host, Grant Barrett.
I'm a lexicographer, and that means I'm somebody that compiles and edits dictionaries for a living. I specialize in new words and slangs, the kind of stuff that most people don't know about yet, but I'm kind of there early. I hunt it down, I figure out what it means, and then I put it into print.
Now, let's start with the serious stuff first. Iraq has been foremost in many people's minds, and I understand there's been some new words that have come out of that. For instance, the surge.
The surge was a term that came about, I think it was at the end of 2005, and what it meant was that the American government was going to send more troops to Iraq in order to better fight the war there. And the troops themselves, however, call it the splurge. It's kind of their way of poking fun at it. By splurge, they mean they're throwing a lot of money and a lot of resources and a lot of technology at a problem.
What's boom? I understand boom is a word.
Well, boom, specifically, of course, is an instance of an explosion. So let's say an IED, an improvised explosive device, is a boom. But the way the government looks at it and the Defense Department looks at it is that if you're left of boom, when you talk about left of boom, you're talking about all the things that you do in order to prevent those explosions or to prepare for them. And when you talk about right of boom, you talk about all of the things that you do after explosion has happened. And that means better hospital care or better methods of tracking down the person who caused the explosion.
Why left or right for those meanings?
Well, if you look at a timeline, typically what's to the left is always older, and what's to the right is newer.
Of course, soldiers are great at grisly slang. I understand there's one called meat tag.
Yes, meat tag. Soldiers wear dog tags around their necks. These have their identification numbers on them and their names. But some soldiers, because they're worried about their bodies not being recognized if they should die in an explosion, they're getting their information tattooed on their body. It's put on their skin with ink.
Elsewhere in the news, there's been a lot of talk about global warming, the environment, and all that. I understand there's an interesting phrase that sounds sort of like global warming, but isn't.
The phrase is global weirding, and I think that requires a little bit of explanation. By weirding, we mean that the changes in temperature and the changes in environment are making animals do strange things, like they'll migrate differently or they'll go to countries they never went to before. Certain kinds of animals are dying off. Others are thriving. We're getting strange storms in parts of the country, even parts of the world that have never had that kind of weather before. It's, in general, it's very unusual patterns, and altogether, you can say it's weird or odd.
The bees, now they may or may not be an example of global weirding, right?
Yeah, this year one of the terms that came about was colony collapse disorder. The beekeepers who keep bees in order to pollinate agricultural crops are coming back to the hives and finding them empty. The hives are just dying, and they're not sure why the bees are dying. It could be a virus. It could be mites, which are very tiny little insects that inhabit the beehives. It could be anything else. We don't know. Definitely weird.
Money and computers are always a favorite theme. I understand you have a couple of along that line.
Yeah, one of the terms that I really like this year is email bankruptcy. And I should say that this term, like the others, isn't necessarily brand new, but what it is, it came to importance this year, became really significant.
With the bankruptcy element.
That comes from banking. When you're in debt, when you owe too many people too much money and you can't pay it off, you can actually go to court and say, look, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore, I can't pay my debts, I'm officially declaring bankruptcy. An email bankruptcy is when you have so much email, that is, so many digital messages, that you can't handle them, and so you give up. And you say to yourself, I'm not even going to bother with these. You either delete them or you file them away. And then you send a blanket response, that is just one generic response to everybody that ever sent you a message and says, look, if you didn't get a reply to me, you're never going to get a reply to me. I'm declaring email bankruptcy. It's done.
Thank you very much, Grant, for talking to us. And I wish you a great year full of new words and great meanings.
And global weirding to you, too.
Grant Barrett is the co-host of Away with Words, a language-related public radio program, and the editor of the Double-Tongued Dictionary. For Wordmaster, I'm Adam Phillips.